Now, I wonder who recognises this book. What book is this and what's that all about? Yes. It is Where's Wally? What have you got to do with this? Can we see the next one, Jonathan? What's the idea here? Do you know? How does the Where's Wally book work? Yes. You've got to find Wally! Now, can anyone see Wally there? Can you find Wally? Is that a hand up there at the front? Have you found him, Meryl? Where is he? Yeah, this is the easiest one. He's right here in the middle, can you see? Just behind this windbreak. There's Wally. Now, let's have the next one up. Wally at the railway station. Now, this might be virtually impossible. Maybe someone has got these memorised, have they? But anybody know where Wally is on there? I've had to look at this with a magnifying glass. It's very, very hard. Do you think you found him, sir? Is he on the train in the first carriage? Don't know. Just there. Oh. Sure? No. Oh. So there, maybe. Maybe. You might well be right. Yeah. But I thought he was up here somewhere. Is that him? No. So it's obviously too hard for us. The next one is virtually impossible. This is the bad picture. Wally in ancient Egypt. Any guesses on this? Hey, with his mummy. Very good. He's here all week. I thought he might be down here, but... Yeah, so anyway, that's Where's Wally. Next one, please. Now, believe it or not, there are a couple of Find Jesus books on the market. So this is one of them. Really, it's a bit silly, you know. It's a man dressed up in a dressing gown with a beard. Jesus at the supermarket and the airport and the cinema and at a rock concert and so on. All a bit silly. But it's a good question to ask, where's Jesus? Let's have the next one up, please. And you know, there's no Jesus hidden in this one, but amidst all the glitter and excitement and hello, and presents and food of Christmas, sometimes it's easy for Jesus to get lost. Worth asking, where is Jesus in your Christmas and in your life? And what if we ask that question about our reading today? Where is Jesus? Let's have the next one up. It was all about a journey, wasn't it? Maybe with a donkey. And where did Jesus have to go? Can you remember from our reading? Before he was born, Mary and Joseph travelled from... from Nazareth to Bethlehem. This is a guess about what Bethlehem might have looked like. And Bethlehem was the city of the great King David. It was where King David was from. And the Bible tells us that Jesus would be born there. And it tells us that Jesus is going to be a great king, like David. He's the promised Messiah and rescuer. He will be a wonderful, wonderful king, like David. Now, where would you expect to find a king? Where do kings live? In a castle, maybe, or in a palace, yes. But Jesus wasn't born there, was he? The Bible tells us he was laid in a manger. Next one. You see, Jesus was a great, great king, but he came to share our situation and to save us. He was laid in a manger. And not only that, but he eventually went to the cross for us. Next one. He died in our place so that we might be forgiven. And the Bible tells us, next one, that Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive today. He's enthroned in heaven. He's with us here by his Spirit. So it's a good question to ask. Where is Jesus in your Christmas and in your life? Jesus came to Bethlehem, laid in a manger, died on the cross, rose again, and he is alive today. We can know him as our Saviour and our friend. Let's pray together. Father God, please help us to make room for Jesus in our Christmas and in our lives. Thank you that he came to be our King and Saviour, and that he is alive today, and that we can know him as our friend. Amen.